we're back to Neil Haley's show. And, you know, when I think of inspiring people, it's people who are able to overcome adversity. And we have an unbelievable guest today and two great authors. I'm excited first to welcome Scott Kyle. He's the co-author of Via La Vie. How are you, Scott? And you're going to introduce your daughter, Liv. And I look forward to hearing the story and also learning more about the book. How are you?
Thanks, Neil. I'm doing great. How are you?
Fantastic, Scott. So your co-author is with you?
Yeah.
And it's your daughter, Liv, right?
My daughter, Liv, all of 12 years old, although she was 11 when she helped write the book. So, but she's now a 12-year-old in middle school in sixth grade.
All right, fabulous. Let's kind of talk about Scott specifically, the challenges that Liv has gone through, and then Liv can kind of expound on that, and we'll talk about the book.
Yeah, so Via La Vie is a very interesting character. We don't put too much emphasis on it in the first book, but the second book will talk a bit more about her life challenges, including overcoming brain cancer and how she really used that to her advantage to live life to the fullest, to use her brain for good. And Liv, the real Liv, also went through cancer, in her case, something called Wilms tumor, around the same time as the character in the book, around first grade. And Liv was an amazing, incredible genius, really from very early age, learned to read at age 2 or 3 and do advanced mathematics at age 4 and 5. But I think, and I'll let her speak for herself, I think the experience she had, you know, similar to the character Via La Vie, really made her live life to the fullest. And she's done more in her 12 short years than most people have done in a lifetime. And so I'll let Liv talk as well.
All right, fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. I think definitely some of the things that I've gone through have helped me form my life and become who I am, along with the different accomplishments that I've had in my life. And I don't think that Via La Vie would be possible without me being who I am today.
And I think that's such an important thing. Adversity leads us to triumph in so many ways, Scott. And have you been so impressed by Liv, how she was able to overcome and survive cancer and also yet be really such a role model for other children that have gone through the same thing?
Yeah, she is such an incredibly strong person physically and, of course, you know, emotionally and spiritually. And not only, you know, did she go through her ordeal, but immediately wanted to give back, literally like while she was still getting treatment, she was already creating artwork and having ideas for what she could do for other kids. So since her chemo ended, which was about 4 years ago, she's been serving as the ambassador to Rady Children's Hospital, which is the main children's hospital here in San Diego that treated her. So she's helped them raise literally probably tens of millions of dollars at this point through various radiothons. She's donated artwork that she's created that's been auctioned off. She's gone to, she was the San Diego Rady's Child of the Year and presented at Costco at their headquarters. So she's just, she's such a giving person, and she's given so much back to other kids who are now going through what she went through before. And I'm incredibly proud of her. I mean, not only has she done many, many other things in life, like playing chess and learning poker and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I could go on and on, but it's really her character that makes me most proud.
Liv, how do you look at your life and how important it is after what you've overcome?
I think that definitely all of my accomplishments, like I said before, have really shaped my character and my personality and my ability to do things. And I think I'm more determined now because I know that I've been through so much that I can do anything now. So if I know that I can, I know that I will.
So Scott, when did you and Liv decide you're going to co-write this book series?
Yeah. This is my third book. Both my parents were authors, and even though as a job, I'm a financial advisor here in La Jolla. I've just had a passion for writing from a young age. And one of my sort of bucket lists to-dos was to write a book. So I wrote my first book about 10 years ago. That was a finance book. I then wrote a novel, which was a lot of fun. And then, you know, probably 3 or 4 years ago, you know, I noticed that Liv also had this incredible passion and gift for both reading and writing, and she was writing her own short stories and just doing a ton of different types of art. So I had this idea, again, was somewhat not based on, but definitely inspired by Liv's life, to write a book about this. I've always liked the idea of sort of like the genius kid, sort of like the genius kid who doesn't show that he or she is a genius, but then you find out in other ways. I think it's kind of a cool concept. So I thought, well, what a great way to combine my love for writing, this idea I had, with Liv's emerging talents and passions. And so I approached her with the idea, not knowing how she'd respond, and she responded favorably. And then about a year and a half later, a lot of hard work. She's also the illustrator of the book as well. So not only did she help to write the book, but she does the illustrations, and there's 22 illustrations in the book. We have a finished product. And so it's really just a testament to the idea of having a vision in life, working really hard, and then having it come to fruition.
Which is unbelievable, to say the least. What's the feedback been, Scott, so far for the books, the series?
Yeah, it's we've gotten a lot of great response. For example, at Liv School here in La Jolla, they're going to have it be part of the curriculum. And then I think Liv wants to speak to that as well.
I've had a ton of great feedback at my school. A ton of my friends have really, really enjoyed it. It will soon be at our library, I hope. I would love for it to be a part of the curriculum. I'm not sure if that's completely going to happen, but that was one of the ideas that was proposed. I've been a part of the bulletin in our school, so I got to like do an interview about that. And I just thought it was really cool that I had tons of people supporting me through all of this journey of writing.
All right, well, fantastic. Scott, ultimately, is the series done, or are you going to write another book for the series?
Yeah. The goal is to have multiple books. So the first book takes place when Via's in fifth grade, so just finishing grade school, similar to what Liv was last year. She's now in first year middle school. And so the goal is to have a book every year or so, basically following Via and her friends and other characters that are part of the book as well, going through middle school and then to high school as well and beyond. And so as we were writing the first book, we thought of so many ideas that would be so great for the second book that, of course, we couldn't fit everything in the first book. But we basically have in our minds anyway the second book almost completed. And the way the first book ends, another point of feedback we've gotten is that people literally can't wait for the second book. Because just the way that the kind of the first book ends and set it up. And I think Liv has some thoughts as well.
Yeah, I mean, what I love about Via is that like there's just so many different things going on in her life that there are so many different ways that we can take this next book. And I have so many great ideas. And I've had my science teacher, actually, because I gave her a copy of the book and she was talking about how she couldn't put it down. And once she finished, she wished that she hadn't, and she wished that there was more for her to read. And I just think that's like super awesome that we have tons of different people really invested in the story.
All right, fantastic, Scott. Where's the best place to purchase the book? Do you guys have a website?
Yeah, so it can either be purchased on Amazon or our website, which is vialavibooks.com. So vialavibooks.com. Which is the main character, books.com, or of course on Amazon.
Well, we appreciate it, Scott and Liv. It's great information. You're inspiring, Liv, and you can make and definitely you give a lot of people hope, especially when they are diagnosed with cancer, to know that they can survive and thrive. And you're definitely doing that, Liv. And congrats to you and Scott. Wow, she's amazing. And thanks for you guys both stopping by.
Thank you so much, Neil. Have a great day. Take care.
You're listening to The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.